And welcome back to The Undefeated. I'm Will, here with John, Dylan, and Anthony.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
And we're going to hop right into things with talking about the Caribbean series with John, who knows everything about
it. Hello, guys. I watched the Caribbean series, the most boring series of baseball ever. All right, for those of you who don't know, Caribbean series is the fall. Whoever wins fall leagues in the Caribbean, they play off in sort of an international friendly match, but not really friendly, because Robinson Cano. It started on Sunday, January 31st, and it's been going on. Today is semifinals. We had Mexico playing Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic playing Panama. The Dominicans are going to win. That doesn't matter. And, oh, my God, I hate Venezuela. The Caribe is at the Y. I don't understand why you let William Astudillo in left field without a hat.
I think we also had to preface that John is Venezuelan, so yeah, he's allowed to say that he hates Venezuela.
That's the only thing I know about the Caribbean series is that the one dude playing left field doesn't wear a hat.
Yeah. Oh, wait, who's the guy that caught it with the hat? I saw that on, like, Barstool.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but William Astudillo is catcher for the Twins, and I don't know why he's playing left field, which doesn't make sense.
Wait. Hold on. I don't know much about baseball, but those are two very different places on the field.
That's very true.
The catcher is behind home plate.
Uh-huh.
And then left field is on the left side of the field.
Yeah, very far back.
Yeah. That's like
he's probably
fat too.
He is. William Astudillo. I love him, but I hate him actually. Today, you know, my game picks are that the Dominicans are gonna beat Panama and the Puerto Ricans are gonna beat Mexico. Yadi's gonna hit a homer, and that's my guess. The Tomateros, which is Mexican team, they're gonna lose. I'm sorry, not sorry.
Wow, you seem very very.
I'm very hyped. Like,
yeah.
Robinson Cano is playing for the Aguilas, which is the Dominican team, and I don't know why he's playing. He should not be playing. He was suspended for steroids this season. He shouldn't be playing, but those are my thoughts.
Steroids are what saved baseball.
I agree. They did save baseball.
Do you not remember the
10 90s? Years ago. Yes, 10 years, 20 years ago. But now that steroids aren't good anymore, they shouldn't be a thing.
Now that steroids aren't good anymore, exterminate baseball.
No, don't do that.
That's
just kidding.
A good idea.
It's a good joke.
Can't wait for international games with the national teams. That's.
I think that'll be fun, but it'll be like 3 years.
America's gonna win that though. American will win that. It's either America or Japan.
We're like really good at. We have the best professional sports leagues in the world.
Yeah.
Like, and then on the basketball side, we're followed by China, and then a lot of places in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And baseball, I know that like South and Central America are really good at baseball.
The Caribbean is
Japan
really
has a good league too.
Japan
is like also
Japan's
good at everything.
Japan's the only team that's won 2 gold medals in the Olympics.
Yeah, Japan's the redheaded stepchild of the world.
Yeah, no soul. No.
Alrighty, moving on to a little bit more baseball. The St. Louis Cardinals trade for 5-time All-Star third baseman Nolan Arenado from the Colorado Rockies in exchange for Austin Gomber. Tony Lacy, Jake Summers, El Harris Montero.
A Spanish name.
And Mateo Gil. Who won the trade, John? And Dylan,
I also want to include that they also traded away Dexter Fowler to the Angels.
But and Colton Wong to the Mariners.
But that's not really relevant to this conversation. I think that the Rockies probably won this trade because they're giving one for multiple. But also, Arenado is the best
third baseman
in the league,
arguably.
Defensive-wise, he's definitely the best. But, you know, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see how it plays out through the season, whether or not the multiple prospects and smaller named players perform well for the Rockies or if Arenado just completely dominates
to be really good
like he
outside
did in
Coors Field.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see.
Okay, I have a question for you, baseball people.
Sure.
Is trading for prospects like trading for picks in like every other league?
It's like trading for. It's like when you're playing football with captains and you get the first pick, and you try and get the good guy, the fast guy. That's sort of what it is. Is you're giving away your fast guy for their
I would say it more of an NBA perspective. You're just trading, like, for G League players.
Because I was thinking, like, an NFL, like, from the NFL point of view. Like, trading for a prospect is like trading for a future third-round pick or something.
Or, like a practice squad.
Exactly. Player. Except
because most of those players probably don't play for the Cardinals and won't play for the Rockies. They'll go to their Double-A or their Triple-A or maybe their Single-A teams. I don't really know. But it just depends. And then they can get called up from whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, baseball is really like complicated. The depth wise for teams is like extremely large. Like they have to constantly, like the spring training, they have people come up and then they can put people down, call them up from any league. It's so weird. And it's just so complex.
Here are my thoughts on the Arenado Rockies trade. I think this was a win for Nolan Arenado, you know, getting out of Coors Field, you know. Air's thinner up there, so the ball travels easier. You know, it's easier to hit home runs in Coors Field, elevated air in Colorado. But, you know, I think if Nolan Arenado really wants, you know, to prove that he is the best third baseman in the MLB, which, you know, he can. I believe he probably can. But he really needs to step up that offensive fact and prove that he's not good at only hitting in Coors Field. He can hit at any ballpark ever and keep his great defensive, you know, prowess amongst all the other third basemen. Cardinals, I think, did lose this overall, though. I think their next season, you know, roster isn't going to be as powerful. They lost Colton Wong to free agency. He's moving to the Brewers, to Milwaukee. And that's, you know, they gave up a good player with this, you know, with the bat and, you know, also won Gold Glove this season. You know, you gave him up, but you also got Nolan Arenado, who's the best defensive third baseman. So it's sort of it depends how you look at it sort of thing for St. Louis.
Yeah. My knowledge of baseball is, like, peaked in this moment. I'm trying to understand it more, but that's a very good in-depth analysis of that trade. Moving on to another baseball topic, Boston Red Sox.
Second baseman,
Dustin Pedroia retires after 14 years, 3 World Series championships, and 4-time All-Star. And is he a Hall of Famer?
Dylan, what do you think?
Yeah, Dylan, what do you
think? I
think
that's
about
a hard one. I mean, he's great. I don't know. I really don't know. I think maybe. I think he has a chance.
I don't know about that.
Is he like Eli Manning?
Yeah. I think you could say that.
Like, he had some really good years. He won his championships. But overall, he was just eh.
No, never mind. I can't say that. He's better than eh. He definitely was one of the best.
He's really
slightly above.
Yeah. He won MVP for a reason. Like, he was one of the best second basemen in the league for a very long time.
Until his career was cut short by Manny Machado on a second base. Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah, I think he's the best offensive third baseman in the league.
I think he definitely could have a chance to be put into the Hall of Fame.
And is the Baseball Hall of Fame easy to get into relatively, or really hard to get into?
It just depends, because there's people that are still that have been on the ballot for multiple years
Barry Bonds,
still haven't gotten in.
Omar Vizquel, Sammy Sosa.
Well, didn't Barry Bonds like only do really good because he juiced himself full of copious amounts of steroids?
But I mean, I still think he deserves a spot in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, he did revive baseball, so
he holds multiple records in the MLB for most home runs, you know. I think he deserves a spot in the Hall of Fame.
I agree with that.
I also believe that Omar Vizquel deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and that's a biased decision because he's Venezuelan and he's a shortstop, and I love Venezuelan shortstops. And
good to know your bias.
Yes. And, you know, the fact that he didn't choose anybody this year to go into the Hall of Fame, I think, was stupid. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Alrighty, moving on to football. Super Bowl 55 is this Sunday, and who are y'all's favorites to win the game, along with who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl MVP? I'm going to start out with Anthony on this one.
Well, I mean, the favorites should be the Chiefs. They have greatest quarterback in football right now, and their offense is kind of like a track team. So I think they should be the favorites, and Super Bowl MVP for me, I think it's going to be Tyreek Hill.
Dylan?
I say the Chiefs are going to win. On the off chance that the Bucs do win, I think the MVP is either going to be Mike Evans or Brady. But if the Chiefs do win, it's most likely going to be Mahomes, unless Hill or Kelce have another 200-yard game and just completely dominate the whole game. If the Chiefs win, it's more than likely going to be Mahomes winning MVP.
Yeah.
I want Tampa to win, but I'm pretty sure the Chiefs are going to win it.
Yeah. Who do you think the Super Bowl MVP is?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. I think that Patrick Mahomes got Super Bowl MVP last year because he's the face of the NFL. Last year, Damian Williams had a way better game. So I think that who it should go to is it'll probably end up going to likely Travis Kelce. I think that he's just been the dominant force that team needs. I do have the Chiefs winning as well. There's a lot of split among the world, but
it's definitely much harder to predict the MVP compared to the game. You know, like you can guess who's going to win the game, but you can't really guess who's going to win MVP because it's just from the Super Bowl. It's not like playoff MVP.
Yes, so that's why I think that Damian Williams should have won it last year. He had a 100-yard game and a touchdown. While Mahomes had a little bit of a struggle in the first half.
But, I mean, he did bring them back
and
win the game.
That's true.
In a half. I don't know. I think Mahomes deserved it last year.
And I think Kelce's going to end up getting it this year. Is there a chance it's Mahomes? Very, very likely.
Most likely, yeah.
But I think it should go to Kelce. I had the Chiefs winning. Moving on into a little bit more football news. Deshaun Watson officially requests a trade out with teams like the Jets, Dolphins, Broncos, Patriots, and Panthers interested in trading for him. Where do you think he would be best going, Dylan?
Come back to me.
Alrighty, I'll come back to you after I go to myself.
Okay.
I think that where he goes is it's ultimately up to him, which is crazy to say because we're not in the NBA. Just because he has the no-trade clause in his contract, if they try to send him somewhere he doesn't want to go, he can veto the trade. So I think that the best fit for him would actually be the Jets. They have a young receiver in Denzel Mims. They have a new head coach who I really like in Robert Saleh, the former defensive coordinator for the 49ers. And then on top of all that, Deshaun Watson wants to go there. And if you have a high-level quarterback that's at as high a level as Deshaun Watson, he wants to be there, especially in a market like New York, that's going to attract free agents. So if they can get a trade for Deshaun Watson before free agency starts, I think that the Jets might have a shot at a wild card spot next year. What do y'all think, Anthony?
I see, recovering from the Jets, I don't think they'd be a wild card spot next year. They still need to fix some of their other positions. But a team I can probably see him going to is Carolina. They have a good running back. They have a pretty good defense. Two good receivers, I think. Just the cap space and the picks that they're going to have to give up might be a little too much. But I could see him going and fitting in with the Panthers.
I think that they'd have to give up one of their receivers. Like, maybe even two of their receivers to get him just because of how big. Like, this Stafford trade set the market for a high-level top 7 quarterback, but now they're trading for a top 3 quarterback, so I think that it's going to be at minimum 4 first-round picks involved, or 2 players.
I mean, I could see him going to the Panthers. I really could. I would rather have him go to the Panthers than to the Jets, because the Jets have a quarterback. I don't understand why they would want to trade Darnold away, because it's not like it's Darnold's fault that they suck.
It's Adam Gase's fault that they suck.
But they have a lot of lot of reasons why they suck. But I don't think that they need another. And them trading for Deshaun Watson isn't going to help them. It might boost them a little bit, but they're not going to touch 6 wins.
I think that I'm
unless they make some insane moves and actually boost their
Watson
team and get better coaches.
They'll be able to attract free agents. They'll have a top 5 quarterback in the NFL on a New York team. And honestly, no matter how bad the New York teams are, if you're a player and you want to be on a team that's going to have crazy media attention, you want to be on the Jets, the Giants, or the Rams. I'm excluding the Chargers because no one cares about them, even though they're in a big market. You want to play for a big market team, and New York is the biggest market you can get.
I think it would be a smart idea to go to the Jets. You know, become the face of a franchise. You know, bring lots of media, sell tickets, money brings in good players all the time. Become the face of the Jets. You know, bring money to the Jets, give them a reason to spend that money, you know, make their team better, you know, invest in better players to maybe not next year, but maybe the year after, depending if the
it'll
Jets
be more than just
decide.
One. It'll be more than just
it'll
two
for
years.
Sure be more than a year. I don't know about 2 years.
No,
I think
it'll
they
be
could
more than two,
if they
years.
Could pull it off in 2 years.
I think that the only thing that could hold them back is because they'll be most likely restricted to free agency because of the picks that they're going to have to likely give up to get Deshaun Watson. So, like, they're going to have to be drafting in the second and third rounds. So I just think that free agency is going to be more important. I really do see him going to the Jets, though, if he does move.
I don't know. I really don't know. This is too hard. Right. I don't think it would be the smartest move, but obviously.
I think it would be a smart move.
Smart move would be the Panthers and get McCaffrey. Good quarterback.
The Panthers, he does not want to go to Carolina, so he will not be in Carolina.
I don't know. I guess we'll just have to figure it out. We'll see whenever the time comes.
Yeah, I do think that – I just think that he's said the two teams he wants to go to, and I think that if the Texans can't make that happen, he'll sit out until they can make it happen. And I think that him saying he'll sit out lowers his trade value just a little bit. Like, when an NBA player requests out, they get traded for, depending on, like, how good they are, not very much.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that could happen with Watson, but not very much being three first-round picks. All righty. Moving on to, after last week, the Lions agreeing to trade Matt Stafford, they trade him to the Rams for Jared Goff and two future first-round picks, along with a third-round pick. Who do you think won this trade? Anthony.
I think it was a good move for both teams, but overall I think the Lions won it. They got Jared Goff, who I think is a decent quarterback, could be a good quarterback, and the two future first-round picks. I think it's a huge one for them. The Rams, they don't like the first-round picks. They find their guys in the second, third, later rounds, and they got a quarterback who's top seven. So it can go either way, but I think the Lions, because of the picks that they got in return, won the trade.
Dylan, who do you think won the trade?
I'm going to say the Rams, just because I think Matthew Stafford might be able to fit their offense a little bit better than Goff does, because I think Stafford's a lot more consistent than Goff.
Yes.
And so having a more consistent player with the way they run their offense would be better for them. But, again, we'll just have to see. But, yeah, for now I'm going to say the Rams won.
Yeah, I'd say the Rams too. Being able to get a consistent player, you know, one who's able to bring in, you know, results consistently is something they need.
I think that this is a good trade for both teams. But overall, I think the Lions won. They gave up a quarterback who didn't want to be there anymore. He's a top seven quarterback in the league, in my opinion. Probably he's number six, I think. And I think that they gave up him, but they got a quarterback who's has potential to be a top 10 to 15 quarterback. And they got two future first round picks. And if the Rams, which even though they're the Rams picks, first round picks are first round picks. You can use those very, very well. And I think that the gaining of the two first-round picks, along with a third-round pick, is definitely what gives the Lions the edge in this trade. But realistically, both teams won. The Rams got rid of Goff, and the Lions got rid of Stafford and got two picks in the first round. Alrighty, moving on to a little bit of hockey. The Stars lose two straight against the Hurricanes in their third and four games after losing to the Blue Jackets, despite a 4-0 start. Should they be concerned about the strength of their defense, or was this just them shaving off some of the rust, Dylan?
Okay. I think, first of all, thank you, everybody, for including hockey into this segment. Maybe we can make this more of a regular thing. I don't know. I also want you to watch a game.
I don't have cable.
Whatever. I want you need to figure out something. You watch some highlights. I don't care. You need to figure out something so you can be more involved in these conversations.
Okay. I will try to be more involved in hockey. I know Alex Ovechkin.
Who does he play for?
The Washington Capitals.
Okay. At least that's good enough.
And he doesn't have his teeth.
That's very true. Most hockey players don't. But anyway, so I think that the Stars are just shaving off a little bit of rust, considering they played four really, really bad teams at the beginning of the season and got the 4-0 wins, and seeing that they beat the Red Wings 7-3 and then getting absolutely smoked by the Hurricanes, everyone's like, what's that? What's going on? But I think that once they get their players back, which I'm not really sure if that's likely or not to get a full healthy roster this year. Once they get their players back and get their coordination together and their chemistry back to where it was last season, they'll be just as good as they were, possibly going back to the Stanley Cup. I'm not really sure. The only problem I expect, honestly, I really thought they were going to sweep the Blue Jackets, take it 2-0, but they did lose one in 4-3 last night, I think. But, I mean, at least it wasn't a blowout. So it's better than nothing.
Yeah. Anthony?
Yeah, they were definitely just shaving off the rust. Remember, they just went to the Stanley Cup, lost heartbreaking fashion, and then they couldn't start the season until midway through the first quarter because they had COVID. So they're still kind of recovering from that. They went out, they beat the Red Wings 7-3, and ever since then, you know, they've kind of been on a roll, scoring goals every now and then. Joel Pavelski's been really good this season. But other than that, you know, without Sagan, and I think that's a huge loss, even though he didn't really score much last year in the playoffs, but in the regular season he's really good. Jamie Benn's just come back from injury, so they're just shaving off some of the rest. I think they'll be back to their best soon.
I think that if you're in the Stanley Cup and then you have a bad performance, bad couple of performances to start the year, it's okay. The Lakers haven't been playing amazing this year, but they were in the finals last year, and they only got better, so I think it is just a little bit of rust. I haven't watched a single game of hockey. I'm just basing
I definitely think most of the problem is that they didn't get to start at the same time as everyone else, so they're trying to, like, force games in now at this point.
Yeah, like, and more back – does hockey do back-to-back games?
Well, they are – not in the same day, but they're doing, like, back-to-back games, like, right now.
Back-to-back days.
Yeah, right now, whenever they play their series, is like, they've played they played the Predators twice, the Red Wings twice, the Hurricanes twice, and the Blue Jackets twice. They play them back-to-back days. And so I think that's really, like, taking a toll on them because they're not used to that. So, I mean, sometimes you do back-to-back games, but –
never
it's
like
not,
this consistently.
It's not often, yeah. So I feel like once they get their schedule back to just playing once every couple of days, then they'll be more consistent and maybe less tired. But I guess we'll still have to see.
Yes. Alrighty. Moving on to basketball. LeBron James moves into third place on the all-time field goals made list, surpassing Wilt Chamberlain. Now he only trails Karl Malone and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Will LeBron finish his career first place all-time in field goals made and points? Do y'all think he'll finish first in those two categories?
I think he has a chance, but you never know.
And on that note, like how much longer do you think LeBron is going to play?
How old is LeBron right now?
He's like 37.
I think what is he in his 17th or 18th season?
Yeah.
I could see him going to at least 20.
Yeah, seasons. And like I think that LeBron could be something like the next Tom Brady because he spends over $1 million a year
keeping his body in shape.
Keeping his body in shape. Mm-hmm. And I think that he'll want to play with his son. So that's a little bit of a storyline right there. I think he's going to try to set up his contracts or whatever to where wherever Bronny goes, he can go and play with him for a couple of years. And then retire after winning a championship with his son. Now, there's a storyline for everybody. I do think that he will end up passing Kareem because, on average, you score, what, 2,000 or 3,000 points a season, and he's only, like, 5,000 points behind. So, and he's averaging 20.
He's 3,000.
3,000 behind. So, yeah, he's definitely going to surpass Kareem. Mm-hmm. So, I just think that it's a matter of time, but barring anything crazy happening. Anthony, what do you think about this?
I think he'll finish first in those two. He's the greatest NBA player of all time. So I think he'll play for another 2 years.
I have a interesting question, opinion question here. Do you think that there's ever going to be anybody who comes into the league and is that dominant again and can possibly make a run for first all-time in points and field goals? Or do you think that it'll stay LeBron for much longer?
I think it'll stay LeBron for a really long time. Because I think that his combination of size and ability is really hard to get with. Just he's 6'9" and can play point guard. Small, he can guard 1-5 at 6'9" and has massive mad ball handling skills. He can do basically everything.
Right.
And I think if the only player I could have seen doing it is maybe Kevin Durant, if he would have been able to like stay off the injured list for that year. If he had that year back, I could see Kevin Durant making a push for it. Just because of how great of a scorer Kevin Durant is. But
then you also have to think of the fact that LeBron started playing out of high school and most players are doing through college.
Yeah, they have to go through college or the G League. But so by 2023, there's talk of high schoolers being able to just enter the draft again.
I think that's so stupid. Why? Just go to college. Just go play at college. At least 2 years. Just go play at least 2 years at college. You need more experience. You can't. You know how hard it is to go play in high school, and then you're playing high school caliber players, and then now you're playing the best in the world. That doesn't make any sense to me. LeBron is like whatever he was
Dwight
like that.
Howard
he could
also.
Do that. But then there's no way that everyone who's gonna want to do that is gonna be able to do that.
Well, no, but I think that for like the top five players in high school basketball across the country, they should be allowed to enter the draft.
I guess.
I think it worked. It works out sometimes. Kobe came straight out of high school. LeBron came straight out of high school. Dwight Howard came straight out of high school.
I think. Yeah, but that's like three out of how many?
Exactly, but there's the NBA teams will take chances on those guys. Mikey Williams, if he comes straight out of high school, will definitely go first overall.
I think the next player we could see, like LeBron, will probably come out of high school. Most likely. Almost for sure come out of high school.
Yeah, just and basketball has evolved so much.
Also, like, I just want to point this out here. I'm not going to rant about LaMelo Ball, so this I'm just going to leave that out here.
Oh, do you want to do your LaMelo
Ball
rant?
No, I don't. LeBron James Jr. is horrible.
Yeah, but you know what?
He's so bad. Like, compared to other people his age, he's horrible.
He's going
to
get drafted.
And what sucks is that because he's LeBron's son, he's going to be, like, a big name, and so he's going to be a big market. But then he's going to get drafted by the day he gets drafted by an NBA team, and he's going to...
And plays with his dad. I think that
I can't say what
LeBron,
I want to say, but he's going to take a crap on the court, okay? and these teams are going to be looking at him like, wow, I can't believe you wasted your money on that. Oh, my God. Good Lord.
Yeah, I think that...
Don't even get me started on LaMelo Ball. I can't do that.
You brought LaMelo into that for no reason.
LaMelo's
LaMelo. He looks like a camel. Like him and Draymond Green had the same camel face.
I bet if you won LeBron, he could beat him.
You love
now,
LeBron.
Now,
that's
now.
That's a joke.
Calm down, buddy.
You love LaMelo.
On LeVar.
Yeah, I do like LaMelo. He's my second favorite rookie this year.
Who's your first?
Tyrese Halliburton. Who should win Rookie of the Year, by the way. Alrighty, moving on. The Washington Wizards upset the Nets 149-146 as Russell Westbrook drops 41 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists, and Bradley Beal drops 37 points and 6 rebounds, along with 4 assists, as the Wizards pull off the upset of the season. Should the Nets be worried, and can the Wizards build off of this win? First off, the Nets shouldn't be worried. Bradley Beal is the greatest scorer in the NBA, and the Wizards just got a lucky steal off the inbound and then hit the three. So the Nets shouldn't be concerned. And with a big three like that, it takes time to develop. Like, KD, Clay, Steph, they took a minute. I mean, they won a championship their first year, but they took a minute to get going.
Right.
And I think Bosh, Wade, and LeBron, they took a second to get going. I just think a big three takes a second to get going. And I think
guys want to know a fun fact? The D in Brooklyn Nets stands for defense. The only thing I would be concerned about would be the defense, is that they just have none.
Yeah, I think that they should trade DeAndre Jordan.
But I don't know. I don't think they should be concerned. Definitely not offensively. They shouldn't be concerned there.
Yeah, not offensively.
I mean, you have
Kyrie,
Kevin Durant, and James Harden, three of the best scorers
ever.
Ever.
Mm,
well, maybe not Kyrie, but...
Kyrie has some of the best handles ever.
Yeah. Well, he does have the best handles.
No.
Who does?
Allen Iverson.
Okay, maybe that's – yeah, okay.
Top two.
So top two, arguably top two best handles of all time. That'd be interesting to see an Iverson versus
– Iverson versus Kyrie in an 1v1 would be nice.
Okay, well, the point is – but the Wizards – oh, my God, I just can't stand them. Why? Why does Beal not want to leave?
He doesn't.
He doesn't. He said he didn't want to leave. He literally said he doesn't want
to
leave.
He wants to be the next Kobe who stayed on his – who got drafted by the same team and stayed on it his whole career.
But he won't win a championship in Washington.
No, he definitely won't. Even adding Westbrook, they still suck. How? I don't understand. Just leave, please. I want him to leave so bad.
I don't think he should leave.
I think he's just wasting his career.
The Wizards need to fire their head coach. The Wizards have tons of young talent on that team.
Yeah, you're right.
They have Mo Wagner. They have Rui Hachimura, Danny Avdija, Russell Westbrook, Bradley Beal, they have plenty of good players. They had Thomas Bryant, and then he dunked for the other team and got injured and then got cut. We don't got to talk about that, though, because he's terrible. But I think they're a really talented young team who's a head coach away from a playoff spot.
Yeah, but even if they get a playoff spot, that doesn't mean they're not going to do anything.
I just think that Bradley Beal should stay there just because he wants to keep that image up.
I feel like Beal's going to be considered one of the best players to never win a championship.
Maybe.
Undoubtedly
he would. He's just going to be like a Dan Marino. Maybe not that caliber.
No, definitely not.
But like in that same conversation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's the first name that came into my head. I'm sorry. But I don't understand. How are you dropping 50 points a game? How are you dropping 50 points in a game, excuse me, and you still lose?
Because their defense is
horrible.
Their defense is pretty bad, And I think that they have their young, talented centers, but their centers, they need to move one of them. They need to move one. Just because I think you move Mo Wagner and you get a defensive center, move him for a JaVale McGee or something like that. Or back to the topic of the Nets. The Nets should move DeAndre Jordan.
He's massively overrated.
For JaVale McGee. And JaVale McGee and then a pick or something from the Cavs. I just think that DeAndre Jordan is atrocious. He's overrated. He used to be good. And then the Cavs are trying to buy out Andre Drummond so he can go to the Nets. Alrighty. Moving on so I can stop doing my Nets and Wizards rants. To Jokic putting up 47 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists as the Nuggets end the Jazz's 11-game win streak and Denver bounces back from a loss to the Spurs. Are the Nuggets the biggest sleeper team in the NBA? Anthony.
They're a team that is really good, I think. They're not one of the top teams in the West. They also saw the Lakers and the Clippers, I think, that are way better than them. But I think that they can definitely make the Western Conference Finals again. They have the talent. Jokic has been going off. Jamal Murray is on the secondary. I think that they definitely have that talent. But do I think they make it? Probably not, because they might have to go through the Clippers or the Lakers again.
Yeah, I don't think they'll make it. I just think that I think they're a pretty good team. What do you think, Dylan?
What, if the Nuggets are a sleeper team?
Yeah, they're not really a sleeper team, but they're a Ghost Rider contender, I guess.
I mean, yeah, they have Jokic. Of course they are, but I don't think that they're going to go farther than, like, the second round of the playoffs, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think they make it past LeBron or Kawhi. Yeah, Kawhi is motivated more than ever, playing with a terrible teammate in Paul George. What do you think, John?
No, yeah, I agree. I think, you know, the Nuggets, they're pretty good. You know, they have what it takes to make it to the playoffs, but not get past, you know, not actually win a championship. They need to, they need to work more.
Yeah. Alrighty. Moving on to the Mavericks beating the Hawks, as Luka and KP both put up triple doubles, with Luka getting it with 27 points and 14 assists, and KP with 24 points and 11 rebounds. Pardon me on the Luka, 27 points and 14 assists. Alrighty, who do you think that the Mavs can turn their season around, Dylan?
Probably not. No, honestly, probably not. They're probably gonna end up just finishing the way that they're playing right now, and maybe next year they can figure something out. But I don't really see them getting their stuff together and playing well this year.
Yeah, what do you think? I think it's a little too late for them to try and, you know, make a push. You know, it's been 3 months, right? Three?
Yeah, I think we just finished the first quarter of the season.
They're only a fourth of the way done, so obviously there's a chance. But
there's a chance, but I don't think they will.
Like, they're definitely not going to get back to how they were playing last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I saw some rumors. Let me talk about these first, and then I'll give you the floor, Anthony, that the Mavs might be looking to move on from Porzingis. And do you think that's a good idea?
No.
It just depends on who. I mean, like, who are they going to get to replace him?
I think that you could move Porzingis for I don't know.
It just depends on who they replace him with. But if they can't replace him with anybody good, then no.
Move Porzingis for a Bam Adebayo.
Then yes. If they got Bam Adebayo, then yes. But no. If they can't find someone like that, or that even is even close to matching Porzingis, then no. There's no point, because him and Luka have good chemistry.
Yeah, I just think that I'm not saying to move Porzingis. I think that that team just needs a little bit more time. I think the Seth Curry trade is the dumbest thing they've ever done. They had him on a 4-year, $32 million contract, and he was arguably a top-5 shooting guard in the NBA last year. And he was getting paid nothing. And then they traded him away to his father-in-law. That irks me. Alrighty, moving on. And due to time constraints, we can't talk about these headlines, but we can just bullet point them. Fred VanVleet put up 54 points against the Magic. Now he has the record for the most points scored by an undrafted player in a game, as the Magic lost to the Raptors 123-108. The Kings upset the Celtics 116-111 as De'Aaron Fox puts up 26 points and 11 assists, while Harrison Barnes put up 24 points. Despite Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown putting up 48 combined points, the Celtics bench only put up 28 points, while the Kings bench put up 35. And the Kings are making a push for the eighth seed. I could honestly see them, if they keep this up, making it a little bit higher. I know I said bullet points, my favorite team. I have to talk about it. Alrighty, and then we're going to move into game picks, and we're going to bring in Regan for game picks. And now we're back with Regan for game picks.
Hey.
But first, let's start out with your Super Bowl pick. Who's winning, the Chiefs or the Buccaneers?
Oh, for sure the Chiefs.
Yeah. Alrighty. Sure. Now we're going to hop into the NBA game picks.
That was fast.
Yeah. The Jazz versus the Hawks. Who do you think is going to win?
Hawks.
Alrighty. John and Dylan?
I'm going to say the Jazz.
Jazz.
I'm going to say the Hawks. I really do like the Hawks.
I really do, too.
Why do you hate the Jazz?
I don't know.
They're not good this season.
They're first in the West.
No. Not in my books.
Yeah, I like Trae Young, and I think that the Hawks are a better built team than the Jazz.
I agree.
Alrighty, next game, we got the Rockets playing the Grizzlies.
Oh, Grizzlies, 100%. 100%.
I'm going to say 100% the Rockets.
100% the Rockets.
What?
Yeah. The Rockets.
I had to go with the Grizzlies. Christian Wood's going to be out.
Thank you, Will.
And John Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., Jonas Valanciunas, Dylan Brooks.
Yep. That's what I'm saying.
Alrighty, the next game is the Nuggets versus the Lakers.
Oh, Lakers.
The Lakers.
Obviously.
Lakers. Yeah, it's the Lakers. What do you think, Anthony?
Lakers.
Alrighty, next game we got the Toronto Raptors playing the Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn Nets.
I third that.
Nets.
Yeah, I'd like to say I got the Raptors.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
He chose against you.
Except for Will.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You just said the Raptors are going to beat the Nets?
I said that they're going to upset them, yeah.
Upset them. Does that mean?
Like
Jesus Christ.
The Raptors are going to upset the Nets?
This isn't.
Does that mean
are
beat
you
them?
Are using your brain?
Right now. Go to the next one. I don't want to discuss this with him.
Alrighty, next game we got the Bucks playing the Cavs.
The Cavs.
What?
Bucks. It's the Bucks.
I'm going to take the Cavs.
So I'm not allowed to be mean to you for picking the Cavs over the Bucks.
You picked the Raptors over the Nets, okay? The Cavs beating the Bucks is much more likely.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that.
Stop yelling.
Anthony, what do you think?
The Bucks, but I think it'll be really close.
Bucks.
I also have the Bucks.
Hey, be nice.
Next game is the Jazz versus the Hornets.
Hornets.
Dylan?
What? The Jazz.
Jazz.
Gonna be the Hornets.
Oh my
That's
God!
What I'm
get out
saying.
Of here! I'm reading the picks off. I get out of here.
Hey,
I don't wanna,
why are
I
you getting mad
you
at Will but not me?
Because
huh?
Do you?
I know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay. Thank you very much. Yep.
Okay. Who's the best player on the Hornets?
Don't even start with me.
Who is the best player on the Hornets?
Don't even.
Who's the best player on the Nets?
Don't start with me.
Who's the best player on the Lakers?
Lakers.
John, shut up.
Okay, what is this? You're the simp activity now? I'm asking her an opinion. It's an opinion question. There's no math. It's just an opinion question.
All righty. Calm down. Next game. Celtics versus Clippers.
Celtics.
The Clippers.
Clippers.
Celtics.
You pit.
Are you? Bro, Dylan. Chill,
Jason Tatum
brother.
Is an MVP
chill,
candidate.
Chill, brother.
All right. Dylan
he left. Dylan is out.
Took his seat. All right.
Okay.
Bye,
it's
Dylan.
Good talking to you.
Bye. Ciao.
That's
Alrighty.
Yeah.
We have two games
it.
Left.
Oh. Well,
Nets versus 76ers.
76ers.
John?
Sixers.
Nets.
That'll be a close game.
At least I'm not alone.
Pistons versus Lakers.
Lakers!
Lakers.
Lakers.
I also have to go with the
it's
Lakers.
It's literally going to be the Lakers every single time.
If he had said the Pistons.
Yeah, the Pistons are really terribly bad.
And the Lakers
oh,
are
Dylan's
really terribly
back.
Good. Oh, he's coming back?
Oh,
no,
Dylan's
you
back.
Can't come back after what you just did. No, sir. Like, that was disrespectful.
I was taking a breathing break. I needed to calm my mind, okay? Okay.
Okay, so you
no,
want us to go through
were,
the last two games?
No, no, okay. No.
No. Well, that those are
he
the last
done.
Two games.
Oh, all right. The Dominicans or the Mexicans?
No.
John.
The Mexican Los Tomateros. Okay.
That's baseball. And it's... Yeah, baseball.
All right.
All righty. That's all we have for you this week. We'll see you on
have
this week.
Have a good day.
Bye.